Some years ago, I started to make quite a close study of different types of spiritual healing, and I discovered, beyond any doubt, that number one, everybody had this so-called gift, and number two, most people did not practice spiritual healing because they did not know how to start. So I evolved a technique which would enable someone to make a start. Before this, ladies and gentlemen, the spiritual healing movement was still doing tremendously good work. But how? They couldn't tell you how. They didn't know how, or very few of them knew how. The spiritualists said it was some vague power from spirit. Other people said they had a gift from God. But nobody could come up and say, well, of course, it works because of that, 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 and that, and it has to work. It looks as though it was my responsibility to do this. And I did do it, and I'm afraid caused a lot of interest all the way through in spiritual healing. Suddenly people said, my God, I wonder, can I do it? Why don't I try? For one thing, with this technique, you can't do any harm. So why don't I try? So they tried, and they found gradually they were getting better and better and better at it. That I've ever read, where people say, this has changed my whole life because now I feel I can be of use. I found something that I can do. And if it's only to have helped those people, then the book You Too Can Heal was worth all the trouble it took to write and all the expense it took to publish. It is a great thing, is healing. It can change your life. It can make you forget your own little world. It can bring you out. It can cause expansion within your own consciousness and give you, and this is very important, a greater faith in yourself, a greater knowledge of your own wonderful abilities.